Time now for your letters. Last week, NPR's Silvia Pajoli described the controversy over the murder conviction in Italy of American student Amanda Knox. Knox was sentenced to prison earlier this month for the murder of her British roommate. Many Americans saw the trial as flawed. Silvia Pajoli's commentary drew more than 150 comments on NPR.org. Kay Milligan wrote on our website, "I had a trip planned to go to Italy for myself and a friend, but I won't go now. I would never feel safe there after what they did to Amanda Knox. If it happened to one foreigner in Italy, it can happen to any of us." Colleen Seidel wrote, "I am a student of Italian at an American university, and I have studied abroad in Italy, so have many of my friends, and all of us have managed to stay out of trouble while over there. Miss Knox made poor decisions in getting involved with the wrong people. I don't feel any sympathy for her." Last Sunday, we aired a story about the Treasury Department dispatching so-called foreclosure SWAT teams to make sure that banks and mortgage companies are helping to prevent mortgage defaults. Michael Krikorian wrote, "Short of nationalizing the banking system, this SWAT team is only a beginning, and it must be carried forward with constant government oversight. Nothing less will help." 2 weeks ago, we focused on the nation's need for more primary care physicians. If health care overhaul is signed into law, some worry there aren't enough family doctors to meet the anticipated need. Moni Leslie commented on our website, "No wonder when physicians are staring down the barrel of debt, high malpractice insurance, and overhead costs, they turn to more lucrative specialties. Ultimately, if you're a physician who wants to provide quality service, especially to underserved groups and the elderly, a future in medicine does require careful thought, motivation, and extensive planning." Finally, many of you were thrilled to hear singer Nellie Mackay on our program last Sunday. Mackay has released a Doris Day tribute album. Russell Holcomb wrote that it was indeed a pleasure to have experienced the foxy-spirited divine personality of Nellie Mackay, and Joseph Tomczyk called her a gorgeous gal with vitality, vocally, verbally, and visually. I ain't hip to that step, but I'll take it. I never could. We want to hear from you. Head over to our website at npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. You can also reach us on Twitter. I'm at NPR Leanne, while the rest of the Weekend Edition team tweets at NPR Weekend, all one word. And be sure to check out the discussion on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. The corniest jig the polka, but if you say dig the polka, I ain't hip to that step, but I'll dig it. This is NPR News.